This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got Don Hutchison with us today. I'm excited. Here's his bio. A lifelong entrepreneur, many of you can relate to that, an inventor, author, and coach, and he hosts the daily podcast Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, which he created to help you find your true talents and then to use them to build a career of success, satisfaction, and freedom. He's never had a boss and has created 6 innovative companies in advertising, publishing, coaching, and career planning, and now on the internet over the last 40 years. Don, welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm excited about your diverse background. You've never had a boss. Congratulations. I've had a few, but obviously many of our listeners do not, or we're pretty independent in what we do. Tell me a little bit. Give me your story of your being a lifelong entrepreneur, and just kind of take us from kind of some highlights and then from where you are today.
Sure. I had a boss that was Uncle Sam during in the military for 3 years. But other than Uncle Sam, where I served as a Russian linguist in the army in Germany for 3 years, I got out of university and immediately I was going to take a cushy teaching job. I thought I was going to teach Russian literature because I was a writer and liked literature. And a good friend of mine had a startup, grossly underfunded idea for a magazine, and he wanted me to join him. And for some reason, and actually it was just gut instinct, I said sure. And that taught me, it was the best decision I ever made, because it taught me everything I needed to know as more of an artist, creative type, about how business works over the next 8 or 10 years. And that company's still going on today, by the way. Wow. And got into advertising with no experience, and did that for 11 years. And that was a glorious experience because we had a wonderful firm that grew and was recognized around the world for its creative work. And we represented Fortune 500 companies and grew it with great people and great work, and then sold it to an international firm, Omnicom, after 11 years. And then did the career planning company that I told you about, the Highlands program, now called the Highlands Company, for another 11 years. I seem to go in decade cycles or thereabouts. Great, exciting work. We'll talk about that in more detail, because that's one of the passions of my life, is what makes people successful. Did a developmental magazine for lawyers that focused on all the things that they don't teach you in law school, and then did a lot of coaching and consulting until we found our way into the internet about 7 years ago. And it's been a fascinating journey. And a little over 2 years ago, we decided to do a podcast based on this experience that I've had over 40 years in all the niches, but especially in the career planning niche. And so we talk to people around the world several times a week about their journeys. And as you well know, it's not gotten any easier for people in their life journeys to figure out who they are and what they want to do and how they do it. It's more complex than ever. In fact, Gallup says 14% of people around the world are actually in their sweet spot.
Wow.
And in this country, it's about 33%. So it's higher, but still 2/3 of the people in this country with 100 million workers are not doing what they love. So that's really, that's the executive summary.